This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Two suspects are in the Independence County Jail pending formal charges. Charges that involve the theft of a nurse's purse at the White River Medical Center. Police say the nurse, Brittany Howard, was preparing to leave work at the hospital around midnight Tuesday and was assisting 34-year-old Michael Knight of Tuckerman with his discharge papers before she left. Authorities say she set her purse down, went back to the main desk for some information, and on her return, Knight had left with a blanket around him and her purse was gone. Police say another nurse on the same shift saw Knight and his apparent accomplice, 38-year-old Ginger Ann King of Swifton, at Walmart in Batesville. Police say the two were checking out and in the process of using the victim, Brittany Howard's checkbook. Police recovered all items in Howard's wallet and then recovered her purse from another individual at the Hidden Valley Trailer Park. Investigators with the Independence County Sheriff's Office say pending charges against the two are theft of property, shoplifting, and forgery. The Mountain View Water System is requesting customers of all water associations served by the Mountain View System to conserve water for the next 3 days. Spokesman for Mountain View Water said the system is in the process of replacing a pump, and the conservation of water would be very much appreciated. Speaking of water, high water on the White River and flooding as well has cut the production of the Independence County hydro plants by over 60%. Project manager John Stacy said the three plants only produced 1,878 megawatt hours of electrical power for an income of just over $121,000 in May. Now, in a good month, the three power plants will produce over 5,000 megawatt hours of electricity. Stacy said anytime the river's above 13 feet, the hydro plants cannot operate. A required legal notice appeared in the Batesville Guard newspaper Tuesday that gives the public information on an application that's been filed for a private club permit in the city. The notice was given by Brian Branscombe on behalf of Brian's Grill, a new restaurant to be located in Pioneer Plaza, a strip mall on Harrison Street in Batesville, just west of Wade's Heating and Cooling. The application for the permit was filed May 11th with the ABC, Alcoholic Beverage Control Division of the state of Arkansas. The private club permit, if granted, will allow Brian's Grill to serve alcoholic beverages in the restaurant. And a survey in nine Midwestern and Plains states suggests that exports are helping fuel regional economic growth. A report yesterday said the Business Conditions Index for the Mid-America region rose in May to 60.2 from 57.7 in April. Organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth in the next 3 to 6 months. A score below 50 suggests a contracting economy. Arkansas is one of the states in the survey. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.